Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Don't label us left or right.
We are American.
Not looking for a war, but we came to fight.
We are American.
Somebody's gotta stand up.
Stand up.
Somebody's gotta do what's right. We're rising cause we're fed up. Got our house in order and got yours inside.
Good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. And we're trying something new today. We're out here on Churn Creek Road, and we're at location. So we're going to bear with us if it takes a little while for us to get used to it. We're out here, and we're at the California Veterans Museum Homeward Bound Family Support Services station here, where they're going to be sending packages to our troops and building a food bank for post 9/11 military families. So, the program, we're out here, like I say, right in front of Keebler's on Churn Creek Road. And, like I say, come on by and, bring some stuff for the troops if you can. And, we'll be here pretty much, till 2 o'clock. So anyway, good morning, Sovereign Minds. My name is Mark Kent and I'm your host. We'd like to thank our sponsors out there, all you good people, in, Reading and Tea Party Ears and so forth that, help support the station here. Today is, November 23rd and, I'm here with my sister, Linda.
Good morning.
And, I believe, Savannah's in the studio there, because if she's not, we're in real trouble. Are you there, Savannah?
I am here.
We are streaming worldwide. This, you're listening to No Fear Radio, KCNR1460.com. So get into the chat room and, we have internet out here as well. We got a hotspot going and we're all up and running. And, all of our shows are podcast and archived as well. And you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent, Mark E. Kent, middle initially. And so, I guess we'll get started here. Do you have some veterans events to announce here, Linda?
Yeah, I do. To start with, we have the Women's Army Corps Veterans Association. They're having an annual indoor yard sale today. That is, it started at 7:30 and will go to 3 o'clock, and that's at the Veterans Memorial Hall. And then, of course, with the holidays coming, we have Wreaths Across America, and that's December 14th out at Igo Cemetery. The program starts at noon. If you'd like more information on that, you can call 396-2429. And also, coming in December, we have the Servicemen's Feast that is put on by Missing in America Project and Camp for Life and MIAP event deployment people. And that would be us. We'll be doing some cooking down there, lots of food. So that Servicemen's Feast is for police, firemen, veterans, families, and everybody. And that will be at the Veterans Hall. 2 to 7, and that's on December 21st. So there's a lot of good stuff coming on. So stay tuned, and I'll keep you updated. If you want more information, you can always call me at 221-0101 on any of these.
Okay, very good, Linda. I guess what we'll do is we'll go through a few of our stories here before we get out there and get the interview with a few of the people working here and talk about what we're doing here with the Homeward Bound Northern California Veterans Museum. And so the first story that I have today is called Naked Capitalism. It's from Naked Capitalism. The House pushing back on a trade deal. More details on how secret arbitration panels undermine laws and regulations. And This is amazing. The word apparently has even gotten out to our congressman, who can normally be lulled to sleep with the invocation of the magic phrase free trade, that the pending Trans-Pacific Partnership is toxic. This proposed deal among 13 Pacific Rim countries, essentially an everybody but China pact, is peripherally about trade. Since trade is already substantially liberalized, its main aim is to strengthen the rights of intellectual property holders and investors, undermining U.S. sovereignty, allowing drug companies to raise drug prices, interfering with the basic operations of the internet, gutting labor, banking, and environmental regulations. So, you know, this is one of those things that we need to start really paying attention to. That's you can Google TPP. That's a Trans-Pacific Partnership. The Obama administration, and this is from the New York Times, the update. The Obama administration is rushing to reach a new deal intended to lower barriers to trade with a dozen Pacific Rim nations, including Japan and Canada, before the end of the year. Now, that all sounds good, but, you know, when you look behind the scenes at what's really going on here, not so much. The White House now is now facing new hurdles closer to home, with nearly half of the members of the House signing letters or otherwise signaling their opposition to granting so-called fast-track authority that would make any agreement immune to the Senate filibuster and not subject. So this could be not subject to amendments. This could be what they're, you know, this whole nuclear option thing, where all of a sudden you don't need, you can't filibuster, and, you know, 51 majority vote, you know, passes it instead of a 60. So the two new House letters with about 170 signatories total, the latest and strongest iteration of a long simmering opposition to fast track authority and to the trade deal more broadly, have been disclosed just a week before international negotiators are set to meet in Salt Lake City for another round of talks. Now, did our mainstream media even talk about this? You know, we've got, you know, this huge Trans-Pacific Partnership Agreement being, you know, talked about, and, you know, they're having meetings and so forth in Salt Lake City, Utah about this. Really? And so nobody knows about this. And so this is, I think, another example of watch this hand while the other hand, you know, has a knife in your back. So, you know, we're going to have to keep an eye on this, and we're going to have to get more and more involved, and people can see that coming already. So, you know, anyway, that's on the horizon. Let's see what else I got here. We've got this is from the Global Post. Seven disturbing ways the Pentagon mismanages its massive budget. And this is from, you know, published on Monday. Reuters published the second part of its Pentagon mismanagement, or I'm sorry, management series. It should be mismanagement. You know, it has a $565.8 billion budget. And so, you know, the Republicans, this is their big pet thing. Oh, yeah, can't stop, you know, funding the military. Oh, no, but we're spending 17 times more than anybody else in the world on the military, and we don't know where it's going. You know, number one on this piece is it says that the Pentagon is cooking the books. Yeah. So the agency in charge of the Pentagon's accounting is called the Defense Finance and Accounting Service, the DFAS for all of you acronym junkies. It seems that a lot of what they're doing is just making things up. The official mechanism for making things up is called the unsubstantiated change action, or more commonly called the plug, or known as a plug. Yeah. Plugs help balance the books when monthly budgetary reports fail to match those generated by the U.S. Treasury. So, in other words, we're short. You know, we can't account for that $100 billion this month. We'll just make it up. And these plugs seem to be adding up to a lot of money. You know, one DFAS office in Cleveland, Ohio, reported, you know, $1.3 billion in plugs in 2010. The total amount of plugs in the Pentagon finance was $9.22 billion in 2012. You know, I mean, you know, a couple billion here and there, and pretty soon you got some real money going on here. So, yeah, we need more of a budget for the military, except they're just spending stuff, and we have no idea what they're spending it on. Number three on this story is it doesn't comply with mandatory audits. By law, federal agency must submit to mandatory annual audits. The Pentagon is the only agency that has not complied. It has failed to comply every year since 1996, the year that the audits were set to begin. Since 1996, Congress has given the Defense Department $8.5 trillion. Repeat, that's $8.5 trillion audited dollars, and that's half of the current U.S. debt right now. Gee, do you guys sense a problem here? Congress has given the Pentagon until 2017 to be audit ready. Reuters doubts that it'll hit the mark. So, okay, you got 4 years to be audit ready. You haven't been audited since 1996. You have these things called plugs where you hide the money that you're spending and we don't know where it's going. And so this is all for your own good. You do understand. And, number four. It has too many old and incompatible accounts and business management systems. So, in other words, we have, you know, we're just incompatible and we can't account for this money. You know, the Pentagon has no single system for measuring, monitoring, accounting for money and resources. Do you think maybe that might be part of the problem? How many does it have? 2, 10? Try 5,000. It's amazing that there are 5,000 different accounting and business management systems in the world. It's amazing that there's that much in the world, much less just in use at the Pentagon. But that's what the Defense Business Board, a Defense Advisory Group, found in 2012. These 5,000 systems that, according to Reuters, are not only incompatible, but obsolete. These obsolete computer languages, these are computer languages from the 1970s. They exist on obsolete mainframes. They're obsolete file systems, make it impossible to find data and render much data, has rendered much of the data corrupt. So, gee, that's not a problem either, right? Number five, it has too many supplies and no idea how to manage them. Unbelievable. This would be funny if it wasn't so serious. It's sickening. These guys are out of control. Number six, it can't keep track of its contracts. The Pentagon spends a lot of money securing goods and services from private external vendors. It has signed over $3 trillion worth of contracts in the last decade, but it's doing a terrible job in keeping track of that. Do you see a problem that maybe money's being filtered? Does this sound like something out of Al Capone, Chicago? There's a huge backlog of contracts waiting to be reviewed, audited, and closed out. At the end of 2011, the Defense Department unresolved contracts totaled $573.3 billion.
Billion with a B.
With a B, yeah. So, like I say, number seven, it has wasted billions of dollars trying to fix its billion-dollar waste problem. There you have it. So I guess we're going to have to go to a break now. So,
this is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Red and Yellow Cab, and we'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Red and Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county, no matter the hour. Call Red and Yellow Cab, and we will do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call us at 222-1234.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Hello, this is Dr. Todd Royce, your downtown Reading chiropractor. Join me every second Saturday at 10 a.m. for Positively Healthy Radio. We discuss almost any health topic you can think of from a different point of view than a pill for every ill and a potion for every emotion. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Would you like to have more energy? Would you like to avoid the headaches, sicknesses, infections, and diseases that so many are seeming to get? We talk about all those topics and more every second Saturday. Join us at 10 a.m. on 1460 KCNR.
Hold on loosely and don't let go. That's, that's the word of the day because it's getting crazy out there. I'm here and, we're out on Churn Creek Road and I'm going to hand the mic over to my sister and she's going to be talking to Rob Burrows, who is senior chief of, U.S. Navy Seabees. One of our uncles used to be in the Seabees. Oh, he's retired. He's not out there driving big machinery and equipment anymore.
Yeah, he just retired.
He just retired. There you go. Okay, perfect.
Okay, so we're out here on Churn Creek, and we're doing Homeward Bound Christmas, military Christmas for the troops. And so we're doing a drive-through, and so we can collect items to go in the boxes, and if they want to buy tickets. So you want to tell us some other things?
Sure. Hey, this is a great opportunity for everybody to be able to come on down when you get a chance. We're going to be sending packages overseas to our deployed troops. And then Homeward Bound Military Family Services is a program we have in our community to help take care of our military families and the personnel that have just returned from Iraq and Afghanistan. And so we really want to make sure that we can take care of any of these families in our community that have any kind of a need or are struggling trying to get a job. Homeward Bound provides emergency services for these families. And one of the most important things about Homeward Bound is that 100% of the funds and items that go to Homeward Bound stay in Northern California. They don't go to another state. They don't go back east. They stay here to take care of our troops and our military families. And, you know, one of the things that we don't like to talk about, but there's so many suicides coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. There's been over 5,000 suicides and only 6,000 killed in action, actually in combat. And so that tells you the attrition rate that we have with our soldiers and sailors coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan. So it's so important for us to make sure that we take care of these veterans who have served their country proudly, who have done an honorable job taking care of us overseas. And we do not want them to fall through the cracks. We want them to know that we appreciate them, and we want the families to know that we support them.
Yes, we do. And we're going to be doing the packaging on December 1st. From 2 to 6 at the Senior Citizen Hall, and that's 2290 Benton Drive. Right next to the Elks Club Lodge. So, like I say, we're doing this drive through. We have people out here that can get the items from you. We also have tickets, you know, all of the above, and we'll be out here till 2 o'clock, and then we'll get some of these people out here and interview them and let them know what's going on. But we want to get this done. We want to be able to get these items overseas to the men and women over there and let them know that we haven't forgotten about them.
It costs us about $15 per package to send them overseas. So if you don't want to send any type of food or anything like that, if you want to stop by and drop off $15 or some money toward the sending of the packages, we greatly appreciate that because all the packages that we get, we're going to be mailing those. And we're going to need the funds to be able to mail those also. And so part of the cost for the $15 for the event will go to the mailing of all these packages. And then we've had the food donated. So then that will be just part of the evening with the live music and everything else. And that's on December 1st. But once again, today we're out in front of Kubler's Furniture. And we invite you to come down and either drop some items off or to make a donation. And then also, if you don't catch us today, throughout the rest of the week, you can either go to Jones Fort or to North Valley Bank Loan Department there at Cypress and Hilltop over at Gifts Ugly Burger or Tobacco and Brew. And so we've got a lot of community support for this program, and we invite you to come out and be a part of this support.
All right. Thanks, Robin. I'm going to go out. I'll give the mic back to Mark for now and find some people.
Okay, very good. You might just get me a cup of coffee before you go.
Okay.
It's a little chilly out there. The wind is blustery and it's blowing, and of course I'm in my usual no coat shirt. A couple more headlines here. You know, speaking of the troops, this comes from antiwar.com, and the title of the article is "We Are Never Leaving Afghanistan." Okay, this was November 22nd, and so you thought we were withdrawing from Afghanistan, eh? The president has announced it enough, once in 2011, once in 2012, once in 2013. So if someone says something often enough, doesn't it make that true? Yeah, just like you can keep your plan and your insurance, and you can keep your doctor, and it's going to lower costs. Is it starting to sound like Obamacare a little bit here? Only this is the troops in Afghanistan we're talking about here. So, you know, I guess the old Hitler thing of if you tell a big enough lie, then maybe it'll be true. Probably not. It's still a big lie. It's just that a lot more people believe it because you told a lot more people. So this actually is certainly not the case with this as far as being true. MSNBC News has scooped on this. And while many Americans have been led to believe that the war in Afghanistan will soon be over, a draft of a key U.S.-Afghan security deal obtained by and this is NBC News, right? So it's got to be true. Shows that the United States is preparing to maintain military outposts in Afghanistan for many years to come. What? Really? And to pay support. And pay to support hundreds of thousands of Afghan security forces. Again, I say what? Really? Okay, so we're dying on the vine here. We've got all these economic problems that are being lied about. Oh, gee, there's nothing wrong, really. And we're going to start paying to support hundreds of Afghan security forces? Are you kidding me? The wide-ranging document, still unsigned at the United States and by the United States and Afghanistan, has the potential to commit thousands of American troops to Afghanistan and spend billions of U.S. tax dollars. Now, are you getting a theme here that maybe the president and the Pentagon and the industrial war machine is out of control? Because why are we still in Afghanistan? Why were, you know, so we can just spend money? The document outlines what appears to be the start of a new open-ended military commitment into Afghanistan in the name of training and continuing to fight Al-Qaeda. Really? The war in Afghanistan doesn't seem to be ending, but renewed under the new scaled-down U.S.-Afghan terms. So what this sounds to me is like we're just filtering money to Afghanistan. And, you know, maybe I'm wrong here, but I'll tell you what, I just read that Seven Things Wrong with the Pentagon article. Does this sound like we're funding maybe our enemies? Would we do that? Would we send money to the troops and, you know, the Syrian rebels that are the guys that attacked us in 9/11, we wouldn't do anything like that, would we? No. No, and you can keep your doctor as well. So, there is to be no end to this war. We always knew this, because what invader has ever finally subjugated Afghans? Not the British, not the Russians, not even Alexander the Great. Did we really think we were going to be the exception here? Of course not. We're just spending money. And there are several sticking points in hammering out this agreement. Afghan President Karzai originally demanded a clause forbidding U.S. troops from entering and searching Afghan homes. What? Are you serious? So, unbelievable. That was clearly not to fly with Washington. That's good. And so after much back and forth, the clause was dropped, and President Obama wrote a letter to Karzai promising American soldiers won't enter Afghan homes. Except under extraordinary circumstances involving urgent risk to life and limbs of U.S. nationals. I mean, you can't make this crap up. The translation here is the hated night raids will continue, so will the untrampled behavior of the U.S. troops. You know, and so the problem is that we're in a war you can't win, and with the rules here, the rules of engagement, you know, all we're doing is creating more enemies over there. Is the gist of the article. We need to get our boys home, get them back here. This is absolutely ridiculous. They're being set up to fail. So with that, do we have somebody else we want to interview?
Yeah, we're going to interview Jonathan Paradis. He's was in the U.S. Army, and so you are also involved with Homeward Bound project and helping us with the Christmas packages to go overseas.
Yes, yes. We're down here at Keebler's. Appreciate them letting us use their parking lot. Come on down, bring snacks, hygiene items, write a card to the troops. It's really important. I've been overseas, and when I received these things, a care package, it just touched my heart as a way for us to help them, feel a little closer to home and to, really, see that we appreciate what they're doing for us, regardless of how you view, anything that's going on. It's not the troops. It's the government that decides where we go. So.
Right. And when you were over there and you got packages, if there was stuff in the package that you didn't necessarily need or want, you guys passed the items onward to other soldiers that needed it, correct?
Yes, yes. I actually, worked in a mail room, was one of my extra duties, and, I was able to, there's actually people that don't get anything. It's really sad. And so what we would do is, when there'd be stuff that came in that, was, we would actually stick it in their boxes so they'd have stuff. And,
oh, cool. So ones that aren't receiving anything, you made sure that they got something. That's awesome. That's very important to have over there. That's for sure. What other kind of items can we take on here that would be good to send over? Maybe give the people some idea.
Jerky, seeds, nuts, tuna packets, any kind of little snacks. Even right now, it's cold enough that you can, send chocolate, you know,
That's important. Chocolate's important.
silly string. Yeah, anything for the magazines. It doesn't matter how old they are. You know, they need something to read.
Baseball gloves.
Even if sorry.
Jonathan's kind of fighting a cold, so bear with us.
Balls. If you bring a basketball, football, volleyball, deflate them. We can deflate them, stick them in a box. And guess what? Guess how many people that's going to help? The whole
nice.
Crew, the whole crew there. Yeah, they'll deflate them. Hygiene items, the little packets of handy wipes they can throw in their cargo pockets when they're out. You know, some of the dentists in town have donated toothbrush. They can use them to brush their teeth. And then afterwards, when they get a little worn, they can use them to clean their weapons.
Right. I know one thing that I didn't think of was Ziploc bags that they come in real handy over there. The Ziploc bags, you guys can do a lot of things with them over there, right?
Oh yes, yes, definitely. You know, they can waterproof stuff. So when it comes and they can, you know, put all their stuff in the Ziploc bag so it's not falling everywhere. It's, dust, you know, dust is a big thing over there to keep the dust from getting into things.
Get a list of
the
stuff.
Yeah, we do have a list. We have a list here. It's on Facebook. We'll have it at the tea party on Monday nights, but we've got a real good, list going of different items that is really good to put in the boxes. Another thing that we're really looking for is, like little washcloths, because I know it was brought up, the troops really like the handy wipes, but it doesn't work well for cleaning and keeping your weapon in tip-top shape. So we're definitely looking for that kind of items to get over to the boys and girls over there. And like you say, come by. We've got Christmas cards. Kids can sign cards. I know that that's real important for the troops over there. Some of them still come home with their cards that are sent over that are from the children. So I want to thank you, Jonathan, and we'll see who else we can round up, and I think we're getting ready for a break.
Yeah, we're going to thank you for your service, Jonathan. We appreciate it. Okay, let's see. I guess we're going to go to a break now, and we will be back in a few minutes. This is KCNR1460.com, KCNR1460, home of the free fire, no fear radio.
Don't
everywhere around the world.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar.
Join me, Paul Preston, Monday through Fridays from 10 a.m. to noon for Agenda 21 Radio, right here on KCNR 1460 AM. And visit our website at agenda21radio.com.
For the best roundup of the local high school and college sports scenes, plus in-depth discussion, tune into the NorCal Sports Show with Nate Abarea at 6 p.m. Tuesdays on KCNR 1460. Nate takes you right to the heart of NorCal action with interviews, analysis, and roundtable talks. Call in or tune in. You'll want to join Nate on Tuesday nights if sports are in your blood and the local scene is on your radar. The NorCal Sports Show, Tuesdays, 6 p.m., Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
That sounds pretty good. I just keep listening to that. Smooth by Santana there. Okay, we're back. We're out here live.
Live on location.
Live on location. First time ever, and we're totally winging it here. We're playing it by ear, and we can't hear ourselves talk, so if it's all screwed up, let us know.
We do have the chat room
up and running, and life is good out here. I am a little chilly, though. I have a story here, and if this one doesn't put a bee in your bonnet, you're probably not an American. So this is from CNN on November 20th, and they talk about – now, I don't know how to pronounce, you know, Arab or Muslim names. So, you know, you probably have to translate this one. But I've got – it's A-Y-O, so that's – I guess that's A-O. And then K-I-M-A-T-H-I, Kimathi, now who's a black supremacist with a website that openly calls for the mass killing of whites. Now that in itself is months ago, he was placed on administrative leave pending investigation. Really? This is, sounds a lot like the IRS, Benghazi. You know, nobody ever gets fired in this administration. It doesn't matter if you're asking to kill white people. You know, that's okay as long as you're with the administration and you do what you're told. He receives under this pending this administrative leave pending investigation. He continues to receive his $115,000 a year salary, but he no longer has to show up for work. This sounds a lot like Lois Lerner, doesn't it? It does not take 3 months to check out his website. I would think that in 5 minutes, if it's on his website and it says, openly calling for mass killing of white people, that could be a real issue if you're working for the government, you would think. But I guess not. Not this administration. I guess it's okay. Would the DHS want to covertly fund a person who is working to create a race war? What if this was on the other foot? What if we had a white guy saying he was openly calling for the mass killing of all blacks? I guess that would probably be a problem because I would think that was racist, but I guess the only racists are if, you know, it's not racist to call for the killing of white people. That's just fine. So let's see what else we got here.
I think we wanted to go over some of the items that we can send overseas to put in the boxes. And I just wanted to go over a few here. Pudding cups is really good that we can send over there. Gum. That works well for them out there when they're in the field to get moisture in their mouth and stuff. Hot chocolate, instant coffee. Those are two, really good items. Hand sanitizers. I know that a lot of the requests that I get is for hand sanitizers to send over there for the guys that are out in the field. Chapstick, contact lens cleaner, cotton balls, Q-tips, eye drops. And here's one I didn't think of until somebody mentioned it, is eyeglass repair kits. You never stop and think about it, but if you were out in the field, then you had to have your glasses in order to see, being a soldier, and your glasses broke. Wouldn't it be nice to be able to have an eyeglass repair kit in your bag out there? So we can send stuff like that over there, which is really great for the troops, you know. It doesn't take a whole lot, folks, to make them happy over there and make it a little bit more comfortable for them when they're out in the field. So also I wanted to let people know that on December 1st, when we do the packaging, this is a family event. We've made it so that you can bring your children out. And I know I've got great nephews and nieces that just love to come out and pack the boxes. We'll have an activity center there where they can make cards, color pictures to go in the boxes. And we will also be serving hamburgers and hot dogs, some of the favorite food for the kids. So please come and join us. Again, that's December 1st. Then you can get tickets at Jones Fort and Tobacco and Brew. Of course, I'll have tickets at Monday night tea party meeting. So I'm going to go out and see who else is out here and grab them and bring them in and see what they have to say for our troops.
Oh, very good. Thank you, sis. I have another story here from PreventDisease.com. You know, we're always talking about chemtrails and actually more called geoengineering that everybody seems to be in denial in our local news media and so forth. This comes from Australia. Determined, this is written on November 15th by Dave Mihaljevic, and it's Australia determined to forcibly vaccinate by intentional and controlled release of aerosol GMO vaccine. Really? So the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator is on its way to approve a license application from PacVax Australia for the intentional release of GMO vaccine consisting of live bacteria into the environment in Queensland, South Australia, Western Australia, and Victoria. And so according to the regulators, it qualifies as a limited and controlled release under Section 50A of the Gene Technology Act of 2000. So you know, this whole thing about them not doing this is getting to the point of absolute stupidity. They're spraying stuff. I'm not sure what they're spraying everywhere, but they're spraying stuff. And anybody who looks up and has common sense can tell that these are not contrails that disappear after a few minutes. They stay there all day, unlike our weather reports that keep coming in. And I've actually sent a few emails in, and oh, you can't say anything like that on Channel 7 or the paper, because you might actually be controversial telling the truth. So we've got West Nile virus spraying going on, and there's some articles on that. But I just had to kind of throw that in there because I guess they can, you know, they're doing this all over the place. And they're not hiding it very well, except that our mainstream media is so controlled or so politically correct, would it take your pick at this point, that they won't even report things that are happening right in front of them. So this is from theexaminer.com. 23 countries began setting up swap lines to bypass the dollar. This could be the end of the world reserve currency as we know it. I'll go more into this article. We got about a minute or so till break.
And I'll bring Robin after the break.
Okay.
We'll bring Rob back in after the break. But I also want to let people know, you know, today you'll be out running around doing grocery shopping and stuff. None of these items that we need to go in the packages, do you have to go any place special or anything? Just, you know, grab a couple extra little things that could go in the box, drive by. You can, you know, just hand it. You don't even have to get out of your car. And we'll come out and get the items so that we can get all this situated. So on the 1st of December that we can go ahead and package the boxes and get them over there. We're kind of on a timeline. We would love to be able to get the all these items over to them before Christmas. So I don't know. Are we ready for a break? Okay. So, again, here's a couple other items. Advil, Tylenol, Neosporin. Shampoo. If you can do the unscented shampoo is great. Here's another one. It's foot powder. You know, those boys and girls are out there in the field. Nothing's worse than if you start getting blisters or your feet are bothering you out there. That could make it real miserable. So just little things like that is great. So I guess with that, we'll go to a break. This is KCNR 1460, home of the Free Fire Media.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, football fans, Nate Abarea here. It's that time of the year. The helmets are strapped, the lights are on, and high school football is back on your radio. We'll be bringing you local gridiron action all season long with live game broadcasts from all around the North State. It's Friday Night Football right here on KCNR 1460, the pulse of Shasta County and Redding's new home for high school football.
Hi, Linda Bott here. Join me every Thursday night at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR 1460 AM for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Find out what's hot and what's not. We talk about fun, film, fashion, food. Brought to you by Dandelion, Crackmaster, Mount Shasta Mall, Anselmo Vineyards, and Estate Granite. On the Spot, Thursday, 6 p.m. right here, KCNR 1460 AM.
On the day I was born, the nurses all gathered round. They gazed in wide wonder at the joy they had found. The head nurse spoke up, said, leave this one alone. She could tell right away that I was bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Bad.
Bad. It's funny when you can't hear yourself. Anyway, we're back out here on Churn Creek Road, and we're talking about getting stuff to the troops and Homeward Bound military families Christmas packages. We want you to get involved and come on out and drop some stuff off or get to the December 1st dinner and gala and package.
A lot of fun.
Very good, very good. Well, let me get back to the story here from Examiner, and then we'll talk some more about the troop stuff. And for several years, financial analysts who's outside the mainstream media of academia, has been warning that the day could be when the Black Swan event that collapses the dollar and ends the U.S. Caretaker of the world reserve currency. That day has finally arrived. As of November 18th, the former head trader for the major financial institutions of issued a harbinger and stated that 23 countries and 60% of the world's GDP are now setting up new swap lines which will bypass the dollar. SWIFT and the BIS, so that's the Bureau of International Settlements, and will usher in a new global currency system which will kill the dollar. Yeah, we've been talking about this for a long time, and so the day is finally starting to come. We're losing the world reserve currency status, and so it's a problem out there, so be prepared to, you know, keep stacking and storing and getting ready for a financial problem here. And the dollar is starting to become worth less and less and less, because the other story that I have here is America's trillion-dollar debt is closing in, and it's worse than we thought. So there's a real problem here with our dollar. It's being flushed by these countries all over the world, and so we've the money supply is starting to skyrocket as China abandons the dollar. So those are some of the things to take into consideration when you're listening to mainstream media that's talking about everything but the biggest problems in the world, and they're still chanting the elevator music of the girl from Epony, and there's nothing wrong. So let's get back to our guys here on the street, and we'll talk about helping the troops.
All right. I have Erin here, and she's a volunteer, and I just wanted to ask you, Erin, why do you volunteer in all the different projects, and what are you going to be doing at packaging? I think you're going to be setting up a table with kids and stuff. Can you kind of tell us a little bit?
Yeah, so on December 1st, we're going to be down there, and we're going to be packaging our packets for the troops and making cards. We'll have a craft station for the kids, maybe some Christmas books, some stories, and just celebrate as a community and just really recognize these soldiers that are away from their families right now. It's really important. As a wife of a deployed soldier, well, not anymore, but at the time, you know, we still hang on to those cards, and they mean a lot. And there's nothing like getting mail from someone that even you don't know. So come on down and help package and bring some cards and get crafty with us.
Yeah, you're going to be doing cupcakes and all kinds of stuff down there with the kids, aren't you?
Yes. So they'll be decorating their cupcakes and making some Christmas ornaments that they can take home or send, whatever they feel like doing, and just celebrating.
And the kids don't have to bring anything.
Nope. And 12 and under are free, so it's just a good time to come.
All right. Well, thank you, Erin. You did a really good job. Thanks. So, again, it's December 1st from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Senior Citizen Hall at 2290 Benton Drive. Tickets are $15, and that's just to cover the cost of the postage to go overseas. So... Treva May is, lost in action, I think, out in the parking lot somewhere. She might be collecting items out there, so, again, that will be, you know, packaging the boxes to go overseas on December 1st, so please come and see us.
Are you telling me she's MIP, PA, missing in the parking lot, or MIPL?
Something like that. She's missing. We couldn't get her, she's wandering around out there trying to gather stuff, I think, from people. So again, you can just drive through here. You don't have to get out of your car and deal with the wind or anything. Just roll down your window and say, hey, I have things for the troops, and we've got runners and everything else. We'll come out and get it. And we appreciate all the support that we get in this community all the time for the veterans. And please, come by and see us. And with that, I'll give it back to Mark and see what else we got before we run out of time here.
Oh, I'm not sure I got a whole lot more. Anyway, we're out here on Churn Creek Road this morning, and we're doing a show on the street, and so it's a little different than we're used to, but we're trying to do a good show here. So I guess we've got a few more minutes. Let's talk about this article from Wealth Daily. And this is Americans' $200 trillion debt is closing in, and it's worse than we thought. This is by Jeffrey Pike. It was written yesterday on the 22nd of February. I'm sorry, of November, February. Friday, November 22nd. And so The national debt for the U.S. federal government now sits at over $17 trillion. Now, everybody knows that that's just the treasury bonds that they've sold to other people to finance the government and so forth and keep paying the debt. The news is that it's getting more attention lately, particularly with the debates on the debt ceiling. Unfortunately, this number does not tell us a lot in regards to the true fiscal situation of the U.S. The $17 trillion and growing of debt represents the money that has been borrowed using through issuing bonds and treasuries with various lengths of maturity. The lenders include the U.S. government agencies, private investors, and foreign governments and central banks. And so, you know, basically the big central banks have been buying our treasuries to lend to the government to make interest on the money so that
we can pay the interest on the money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So, yeah, so the American people keeps paying all the interest on the money that's borrowed. And the real deal is this debt ceiling is a farce. I mean, Obama's calling to have an unlimited debt ceiling raised here is what he would like to see. But the real deal is that it's a farce because we're in a debt-based system. So they're borrowing all the money into existence in the first place. So you can't, it's actually impossible to pay this all back because you have the only money that you can pay back with is the money that's created. So you have to borrow more money to pay the interest on the money that you created. And so what you've got is this big, huge house of cards that is getting ready to fold on the worldwide stage.
With the unfunded liabilities.
Well, that's exactly what we're going to talk about with the unfunded liabilities. What you see is that the unfunded liabilities, the scary truth here is the national debt is actually low in comparison to the unfunded liabilities. The unfunded liabilities are anywhere from $50 trillion to $200 trillion, depending on who you're listening to. These are promises that have been made that have not been funded, like your Social Security and the rest of your entitlements. I hate to use that word because entitlements, a lot of people earn these, but a lot of them are just the giveaways for the government to vote. See, that's what the Democratic Party's been doing for a long time, as well as the Republicans. We'll just keep giving stuff away, or they scare you with the Defense Department stuff so that you can, we can't stop funding the Defense Department, and we can't stop funding all the welfare, and we can't stop funding all the Social Security because they paid for it. And in the meantime, we're going broke with all these unfunded liabilities, and the engine's going to grind to a halt here pretty soon, and people aren't getting it.
Right, and Medicare falls in that unfunded liabilities, doesn't it, too?
So. Absolutely. Medicare
Obamacare.
Obamacare. Yeah, now that's the ACA now because you don't want to have Obama's name on it. It's politically incorrect. But, so Social Security and Medicare make up the largest portion of this unfunded liability. In fact, Medicare is by far the largest. And this as a medical cost, the medical costs continue to rise significantly. Also included in the unfunded liabilities would be pensions for people who work for the government. See, what's going to happen here is that when all of this falls apart, and it's going to fall apart, it's just a matter of which day it's going to fall apart, especially now that we're losing our world reserve currency and Chinese are dumping our dollars, there's going to be a real problem here in the future. So you better buckle down and get self-reliant and start saving and getting ready for this crash that is going to happen. So anyway. Stack and store. That's the best advice I can give you right now. Get prepared. Let's see. What else have we got to cover before we get to the end? We got about 3 minutes in.
I don't know. Do you know who's at the tea party this Monday night? I'm not sure.
I'm not sure who's going to be at the tea party. I'm not sure who's on We the People. We're a little out of sync here.
Yeah, we are. This is really different for us. So I'm glad everybody tuned in and everything. But don't forget that the Reading Tea Party meets every Monday night at 6 p.m. at 2570 Bonneview. And I know next week on our show, we actually will have a lady that was an IRS agent at one time. She lost her job and even went to prison over some of the things she spoke out about against the IRS. So that should be something that you guys might want to tune in and get some update to what's going on with the IRS.
Very good. And also, there's some new developments on the horizon, it looks like, in the Joe Arpaio, Mike Zullo birth certificate case that has taken a turn, evidently, that's completely off the birth certificate thing. And so there's some new evidence coming out of that, and we're trying to get a hold of Mike Zullo as well to get him back on the phone. So we're down to about 1 minute. I don't know
come
what else.
Come on by and see us today out here.
Come on by Churn Creek Road right out here in front of Keebler's and next to Duke Steak House and Saloon, and donate to the troops. With that, I think we're about ready to go. And I'm going to say the usual: government is not reason. It is not eloquence. It is force, and force like fire is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. This is KCNR 1460 and home of the Free Fire, No Fear Radio. And we're out here telling the truth to people.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 in Chester, Reading.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. As international talks continue today in Geneva on Iran's nuclear program, the country's foreign minister, Mohammad Javad Zarif, telling Press TV his country will not compromise when it comes to its nuclear enrichment program.
Our right to enrichment is our red line. The program that Iran has, an enrichment program that Iran has, will continue with any agreement.
Enrichment, but for what purposes? Sejon Gohel of the London think tank, the Asia-Pacific Foundation, says an agreement grows nearer and Western countries are now voicing serious concerns about the reliability of Iran's promises that it is for peaceful purposes only.
The West in particular will want to be satisfied that whatever intentions Iran has for its nuclear development, that it is guaranteed for peaceful purposes.